And welcome, everybody, to the program. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Good to be here.
Thank you.
Rosalind, what made Amiri Baraka such an electrifying and polarizing voice in the history of African-American and American letters?
Well, I think it's because he was so unapologetically revolutionary and radical in his statements. You know, sometimes artists can compromise or they don't want to make strong political statements in fear of what that might do to their career. Baraka didn't care. He was going to say what he wanted to say and how he wanted to say it at a time when a lot of people didn't want to hear it. And he's considered the father of the Black arts movement. And when I think about that time when people were saying, say it loud, I'm Black and I'm proud, you know, standing up for freedom and equality, I'm just really drawn to that momentous time in our history where folks wore their afros and dashikis with pride. And I think we're at a place in America where this new generation is reclaiming some of that.
Roz, your production of Baraka's 1969 play Slave Ship, it runs through this weekend at Arena Players. Talk about this play, what the script brought to you and what you've done with the script. This is a one-act play, right? Sort of a one-act epic.
Yes, yes. It's a historical pageant. It's not even called a play. It's called a historical pageant, and many consider it ritual. And I tell you, Aaron, it has been draining, exhilarating. This cast and I, we've cried together. We've moaned together. I mean, people literally have left blood on the stage. Like, when we talk about blood, sweat, and tears, we're not even joking. Like, we went so deep into the emotional experience. And I always say that we can only portray an inkling of what our ancestors must have experienced in the hull of the slave ship. I don't even know if we can capture an inkling of that pain and that degradation, but we sure worked hard to do it. We combined a lot of different elements, and it was exciting for me as a director leading this amazing ensemble of actors. We got to sing, we got to dance, we got to act. And I'm just thankful to have an ensemble of actors working with me who kind of trusted my vision. And it was like really crazy at times and really unclear. But together we made it happen. I truly say, like, you know, I had some, you know, respected directors come in to take a look at it throughout the process. And every time the cast got stronger and we accepted the feedback and people would sort of tell me, oh, Roz, you've done a great job as a director. And I would stop them and say, no, you know, a lot of the moments that you're seeing were created by this ensemble, by the cast choices. And I tried to give them as much freedom as possible to express their varied talents. And
to that end, Roz, let me go ahead and have you introduce the cast members that are here in studio with you. They've been quietly listening to you and nodding along in agreement to what you're saying. And you guys have, you've actually set up a sort of a radio mini presentation of the play. Talk to us about what we're about to hear and who we're going
great.
To hear from.
Yes. So I have the wonderful Elaine Foster with me here.
Hello.
I also have Malcolm Anomanchi.
Yep.
Pronounce it for me, Malcolm.
Anomanchi.
Anomanchi. Malcolm. Yes. And we also have Mr. Nathan Kauser here with us.
Hello.
So what we're going to present to you, the play, is actually a play of very little words. It's a lot of sounds, a lot of emotion. So we're going to present some of the sounds and music that you'll hear. We're also going to present a little bit of the text that you will hear. So you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Walk with me, Lord, walk with me. Walk with me, Lord, walk with me. While I'm on this Christian journey, I want Jesus to walk with me.
Yes, yes, we understand the problem. And personally, I think some agreement can be reached. We will be nonviolent to the last, because we understand the dignity and the purity of the McBock and Greasy Ghost. Of course, Diddy Rip to Bink of Vout Juice, because penguins would do the same. I have a trauma that the gold sewers won't integrate. Present Fink, I have a enema, a trauma on the coaster with your wife, Bird. Shh. Walk with me, Lord.
Walk with me.
Yes.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on this Christian journey, I want Jesus to walk with me.
According to Baraka, it is easier to get people into a consciousness of Black power, what it is, by emotional example than through dialectical lecture. Black people, seeing the recreation of their lives, are struck by what is wrong or missing in them. To this end, he is increasingly including elements of ritual and agitprop theater and hints of street or guerrilla theater in his drama. By no means is his latter drama subtle or abstract. Realism and audience involvement are paramount techniques for these kinds of theater. At times, it appears that Baraka is moving towards the type of guerrilla or street or instant theater, ritual theater, that he called for in the 1960s.
When we gonna rise up? When we gonna rise up? When we gonna rise up? When we gonna rise?
When we gonna rise up? When we gonna rise up? When we gonna rise up? When we gonna rise?
Faut qu'il dire là. Faut qu'il dire là. Faut qu'il dire là. Orisha, God. Where you be? Where you now, Black God? Help me, yo. I'm a strong warrior. I know woman. And I strain against these chains. But you must help me, Orisha. Obatala!
When we gonna rise up? When we gonna rise up? When we gonna rise up? When we gonna rise? When we gonna rise up? When we gonna rise up? When we gonna rise up? When we gonna rise?
Rosalind Coffin, Elaine Foster, Nathan Kauser, and Malcolm Annamnachi, the director and cast of current production of Amiri Baraka's Slave Ship, currently on stage this weekend at Arena Players Theater here in Baltimore. And wow, you guys just, you sort of reassembled some pieces of the production for us here on the radio. And wow, it was just an amazing, I mean, you can tell that you guys have been practicing together for a long time at this point.
Yeah,
really
yeah,
amazing yes, production.
Thank you.
Let me hear a little bit more, Roz, from your actors about what it's like to, as you say, leave blood, sweat, and tears on the stage in a production like this. Elaine, let me start with you. Talk about the voices, the characters that you're portraying, and what it's like to immerse yourself in this script.
Well, it's been a real experience. I am a vocalist by trade, but working with Roz, I've become an actor. So I'm just trying to put myself in the place of our ancestors has been such a wonderful experience at the same time. Very, how can I put it? Very troubling, too, at the same time, because you really have to imagine what they went through on those ships as they were coming here to America. So it's very trying, it's very emotional, and it's not always easy to put yourself there because, you know, like you say, you can never imagine the full experience that they went through when they were in that situation.
That's vocalist and actor Elaine Foster. Nathan Kauser, a bit about your role or roles in this production and your experience with the play.
For me, it is never easy playing a character that is more so a part of the problem and not of the solution. But I like the fact that being in Kaumba and with Roz as a director, we're often...
Let me stop you there and have you explain what Kaumba is.
Kaumba. Creativity. Mm-hmm. That's what it means in Kiswahili, right? Mm-hmm. It's a group that started out of Towson. Mm-hmm. And being in a group, we often have to tell the whole truth. Rosalind is always pushing us to tell the complete truth, and having a story like this that is history, you have to tell both sides of it. So I play the preacher, and he's not really giving his people the energy and the love and the support and the progress that it needs. He's actually pushing them backwards and allowing them to stay stuck in whatever position that they're in. But it's a great story, and I don't mind being that character if it's aiding in telling the whole story.
The voice of Nathan Kauser, one of the cast members of Slave Ship, written by Amira Baraka, and being performed here at Baltimore's Arena Players through this weekend. Also with us, cast member Malcolm Anamnachi. Yeah. And Malcolm, tell us a little bit about your role in this production. Wow. You were the voice sort of imploring this seemingly absent black god.
Yes.
Orisha in the production we just heard.
Yes, I played a role of one of the slaves, the mighty, like the strong slave that's apparently like broke down in front of all his fellow brothers and sisters that like basically can't take it anymore. Well, the first time I came to the rehearsal, like to show Miss Roz, because I used to intern for Miss Roz. So I came to the first rehearsal to do the first show with her, and I saw them all sitting down on the floor meditating, and I was like, and I was really like looking at it like kind of funny, like what was going on. Had the drums going on and everything. And I was just there for the dialogue review, so, and I ended up getting on the play too. But then going through the play and actually sitting in the meditations, being part of meditations, being pushed to the floor, being on my knees screaming and everything, like going through that process, it's only when you go through stuff like that you be able to like to show it to the audience. And I think that like the great show that we put on is just through all of that practice coming in there every day.
And I want to say this is Miss Rosalind. He's dating me now, but this is Miss Roz. I just have to say that Malcolm has brought so much to the cast. He came along, like he said, late in the game to help us with the dialect, because he's from Nigeria. And so when I first told him we were doing a play that started in Africa, he was really intrigued. And so I was like, yeah, you know, it has a lot of Yoruba in it. And we as Black Americans, we're not sure if we have the dialect right, if we have the words right. Can you help us? And he was like, well, I'm Igbo, but I'll get you some Yoruba people to come in and help you. And so he and his cousins came and they coached us on the dialect and they spent time with us. And he sent me YouTube clips of movies from Nigeria, and it almost happened just like instantly, like in the same moment. My cast member said, could Malcolm join our cast? He's amazing. And then Malcolm said, Miss Roz, I was thinking, and I was like, can you be in my play? And like that was just it was it from there. And like the rest is history. And Malcolm, for this being one of the first plays he's ever been in,
yep,
has just been like, wow, to coach an actor of his caliber who comes with so much natural talent and ability. It's just like a director's dream that he just walked through the door and I met him. So thank you, Malcolm.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Rosalind Coffin, I want to ask you, as the director of this production, the spearhead of this process, you've worked with each of these actors to bring Amiri Baraka's now 45, 46-year-old script to life here in 2015. When you see it on stage now, does it feel like an artifact to you from another social and political era, or is there something universal in this piece that still rings true today as it did when it was written?
It definitely still rings true today as when it was written, but in a lot of ways it does feel like an artifact. And in the most special, respectful, wonderful sense of the word, like it feels like we are a part of something really special and really unique. You know, as I was saying to the cast that in looking for research and looking for, you know, videos and other information about what other people had done with slave ships just for our own research, it was really hard to find information. Not a lot of people do this. People do Dutchmen, they do the slave, they do other pieces, but I think people are a little afraid of it. So it does feel like this really special, unique, rare occasion that we, you know, have been able to experience. It feels like a rites of passage, you know, for these actors and for myself.
Director Rosalind Coffin, along with cast members Elaine Foster, Nathan Kauser, and Malcolm Anamnachi of the Arena Players production of Slave Ship, the 1969 play by Amiri Baraka. The show runs through this weekend at Arena Players Theater. That's at 801 McCullough Street. And showtimes, directions, and other details are online at arenaplayersinc.com. And Rosalind, Elaine, Nathan, and Malcolm, thank you all for being with us.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.